Now, the U.S. president is warning that Russia could resort to using chemical weapons in Ukraine. Joe Biden didn't provide any evidence, but said that Vladimir Putin could escalate the violence since he still faces resistance from Ukrainian forces.
His back is against the wall, and he's talking about new false flags he's setting up, including he's asserting that we, America, have biological as well as chemical weapons in Europe. Simply not true. I guarantee you. They're also suggesting that Ukraine has biological and chemical weapons in Ukraine. That's a clear sign he's considering using both of those. He's already used chemical weapons in the past, and we should be careful about what's about to come. He knows there'll be severe consequences because of the United NATO front, but the point is, it's real.
So, what is a chemical weapon? Well, it's defined as any toxic material that can cause death or harm to humans or animals, and that includes its components and the weapons that release them. There are four kinds of chemical agents, and they're absorbed through the skin and the lungs, and they can suffocate people and animals and attack parts of the body, including the skin, eyes, blood and nervous systems. Russia has always denied having chemical weapons, which have been banned under international law for nearly a century, but has long been suspected of using them against critics, and Russia's ally Syria used them against its own people in its civil war. Let's speak now to Fabrice Potier, who's a chief strategy officer at Rasmussen Global and a former director of policy and planning at NATO. He joins us live from Madrid. Fabrice, welcome to the programme. So what's your sense here for Navalny? Is this the end of the road for him? We won't hear any more?
Well, I hope not, but it's clearly a doubling down from Vladimir Putin in muzzling any possible leader of a Russian opposition. So I think it's a sad day for Russia's possible democratic future, but it's unfortunately comes without surprise.
And as far as the chemical weapons are concerned, if Putin deploys chemical or biological weapons, what effect would that have on the dynamics of this conflict?
Well, I think it would bring the conflict to a level that clearly Putin has no interest in bringing, which will be essentially the West, especially the United States, will be urged to intervene, because I think this will be clearly crossing a line that's been actually mentioned by the Polish president, but also recently by President Biden, that weapons of mass destruction did not have any place in this conflict. So I think he has to, this is signaling, obviously, he's trying to scare us from intervening, and he's obviously trying to terrorize the Ukrainian population, but using it will for sure take that conflict to a brand new level with devastating consequences for Putin himself.
So you have to wonder why Russia would do this at all, because are their backs really against the wall, as Biden would have it, or could they just not just mobilize the might of their air force to try and neutralize the fighters in Ukraine?
I think they are running quickly out of options. The fact that a couple of days ago, allegedly, they would have used a kind of hypersonic weapon is another sign that they are using the kind of weapons, or threatening to use a kind of weapon that has, first, no place in this conflict, second, doesn't really have an operational purpose. So I think it's Putin trying to show that he's not running out of options, whilst in fact, if you look at the attrition rate, the Russian soldiers casualties, he's indeed running quickly out of options. But we should not also underestimate how hard it is for the Ukrainians to resist. Mariupol is on the verge of falling. This will be huge symbolic negative sign for the Ukrainian resistance. So both sides are in a way fighting against the clock, but the problem is Putin is doing it in a much more aggressive way.
When President Biden says that Putin knows that NATO is united, that there will be consequences, what would you say those consequences could be? What does he mean?
Well, I think it would be wise for NATO leaders not to say what the consequences would be. That's the whole point of sending this kind of ambiguous message, saying we will respond, but we're going to keep basically the response to our own judgment, depending on what you are about to do. So I think this is the right kind of messaging. In my view, it comes a bit late, since Vladimir Putin started this whole operation with some nuclear saber rattling, which was left unanswered at NATO and more broadly in the West. And I think we have allowed him to get away with this kind of nuclear weapons of mass destruction signaling, which we should have cut short from the start by signaling back that we will respond and that those weapons have no place in this conflict.
Fabrice, appreciate that. Thanks very much indeed. Appreciate your expertise.
Thank you
Fabrice Potier there speaking to us.